ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing, feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. We are chatting here about the boys getting ready here. Week 9 of this season. We are live from the Pirate Ship. Match up tonight in the Southern Carolina Conference between Porter Ridge and Weddington. Pirates coming to tonight's action, coach 5-10 overall, coming off that 80-58 loss to Marvin last Friday night. You heard that right here. Pirates are led by junior guard Samaja Long, 15.5 points, 3 rebounds, leads Union County with 4.1 assists, had 30 against Forest Hill, so we know he can score when needed. Junior guard Jacob Conroy, 8.5 points, 37% behind the three. Junior guard Bryce Yelverton, 5 points, 25% from three. And Dennis Carucci, the big man in the middle, depending on which one of the Carucci's. Dennis, the leading scorer between the two brothers, 7.5 points, 5 rebounds, and they are coached by Garrett Malone.
Yeah, you know, start off with the brothers, I guess. You know, you and I were saying it kind of jokingly, but it's really true. You kind of never know which one of them is going to be more of a factor. They're very similar in size.
They don't play together very often.
Not very often. Dennis is more polished. You know, Dennis is more of an offensive threat. But Onur is really, you know, he's a big kid, you know. So, but anyways, yeah, I think that starts the conversation with Porter Ridge. It's a big physical team. You know, I think their record is a little bit deceptive. You know, they played a lot of good teams.
They were in the Audrey Kell Holiday Tournament where they beat Providence, but then they lost to Audrey Kell, and I think they lost to Providence on a back-to-back.
Oh, did they?
I'm trying to think.
I know they played good teams. And I mean, it's not a great offensive team that I've seen so far.
They played Audrey Kell in the regular season early, too.
Oh, did they? Okay.
So they played the Knights twice.
I feel like from the two games I've watched them play, I just feel like there's not a lot of offensive cohesiveness, you know. They've got some good pieces, but I just don't feel like it clicks offensively.
Not what they've had in the past.
Right. Well, right. They were very good. But, you know, I think Jacob Conroy plays very steady. He's very good open. When he's open, he's a very good three-point shooter. You know, we mentioned the brothers. You know, you said Long can really score. They've got a lot of good pieces. Need to pick it up, I think, consistently on the defensive end. And I think I'll be, you know, really interested to see how they decide to defend KJ Younger tonight. You know, I don't know who do you say you'd put on him? You know, I feel like you put one of the Carucci's on him. I don't feel like they're quick enough to guard him, you know, handle the ball.
No, I don't think I agree with you there. And if you do, then you put Dennis on him.
Right. Definitely he'd be the quicker, you know, and I might go with that. And he's physical, so I might go with that. That's probably my answer. But, I mean, I don't think Yelverton can handle him probably strength-wise. I mean, certainly not anybody else.
Rashawn Elmore is tentatively set to start.
Okay.
Football player.
Yeah.
Wide receiver,
right.
Big.
Maybe that'd be a way to.
Athletic.
So I'd be interested to see if they do anything special against him or if they just try to match up.
So Weddington, they come into the night's action 13-1 overall, coming off a 69-55 win over East Meck and then a 72-61 over Kings Mountain last week. Opening game for the conference for them. They are led by senior guard Grant Hamilton. 22.4 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 42% from 3. Tied for the lead in Union County for scoring with Aiden Skretzky out of Union Academy. Next to him, junior guard KJ Younger, like we said, 3rd in the county in scoring, 2nd in Union County in rebounding with 8.3, 31% from 3. And then the third of that lethal weapon 3, you could call him, like we did a couple years ago.
Right.
It's Aiden Cook at 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 39% from 3, and he's 4th in the county in assists.
Yeah, you know, and they just have two prolific scorers. I mean, Grant Hamilton and KJ Younger can really, really fill it up on the offensive end. And, you know, I say this kind of every time we see Weddington, that You know, younger, you pretty much know you're going to get the rebounds. You know you're going to get the transition. You know you're going to get the dunks, like that kind of stuff. If he's hitting from outside, too, it's like, watch out, you know. And he's been a little bit off out there, but last game we saw him come around a little bit. You know, Grant Hamilton, to me, he's been really hot, kind of starting over the Christmas break. And my thing with it, I keep saying, is if he's hot, it's really tough for anybody in the state to beat them. Because when Grant's hot, it just makes everybody scramble for the other teams. It's really tough. But like you said, the other piece of that is Aiden Cook. And, I mean, he's bailed him out a couple times against
East Met. And it's funny that we say that because he bails him out, like, in the first quarter.
When they need him.
Grant is the attention. KJ's the attention. And then Cook, you know, goes off for 8 to 10 in the first or second quarter. And it's like, holy cow, that coach, the opposing coach, is like, what do I do now?
And that's exactly. And that's one of the most frustrating things you can do is you come into a game saying, we have got to shut down Hamilton and Younger, da 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 da. And then you come out and Cook scores 8 in the first quarter on you, and you're like, dang, you know.
And they were drives against Butler.
Like, right.
You know, they weren't outside shots. He was taking it right to the rack.
Yeah, he's a little quicker and more athletic than his brother. So
and his father.
Absolutely. But then he turned around in the East Met game and hit 4 threes.
Right.
You know, so and shot a real high percentage. As you said, he's up to almost 40%.
Almost 40%, yes, sir.
And so when you shoot the percentage of a Hamilton and have Cook shooting that high percentage, it can be a very tough team. But, you know, we'll see. It's their first conference game. Porter Ridge is at home, and I'm sure not real happy with the results of their last game against Marvin Ridge. And we'll see what they bring tonight.
We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Porter Ridge and Weddington back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Ow!
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook. Who's that sexy thing
I see over there? That's me. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook, Hamilton, hey. Cook, Matthew Powers, Mason Zepp, and KJ Younger.
Now let's see if KJ remembers. See if he's going to get off to see. Oh.
He's got a time snub. To come back here. He's
he
got a time to come back.
Back.
He could come back. Nope, he's not. He's
right.
Big
he's
time
in
us.
Dialed in.
For Porter Ridge, it'll be Yelverton. Looks like Elmore and Dennis Carucci are going to start tonight.
Okay. We knew one of them, right? I don't know. Who do you put on it? Do you put Carucci or Elmore to start on KJ if they're playing straight up man?
Elmore.
Yeah. Yelverton's not a small kid.
Nope.
But you're right. He is Elmore's built, isn't he?
Just a sophomore.
Yeah. It's a tough matchup either way, but I'm giving him a lot of help if it's me.
Piedmont girls pull out a win tonight down in Marshall against Forest Hills. That's seven in a row for Coach Brooks and the Panthers with Emily Polk leading the way.
Yeah, that's a little bit. I did not see that coming.
Weddington, the road green. Porter Ridge, home white. Weddington left to right. Porter Ridge right to left on your internet dial. Younger and Carucci will jump it up, and let's get the game of the week underway. Into the backcourt, Porter Ridge wins the tip. Long across the timeline with that right-handed dribble.
Kind of like that hairdo.
Right side over to Elmore. Back up top to Long. 3-2, or are we going man?
No, it's just man-to-man helping right. That lane.
Back up top to Long. Conroy, left wing. Back to Elmore, far side. Elmore guarded by Hamilton. Going to drive, spin through the lane.
He walked, yeah.
And he traveled.
Yeah, but to your point, that's really good help D. I mean, it was almost disguised, kind of looked like a zone as good a help as they were.
Because the way they were sagging down, it's kind of like, well, what are we going to do here?
But part of it is also that Porter Ridge wasn't moving. They were stagnant.
Younger across the timeline. Porter Ridge man. Drive. Oh, lost
man.
It. Stolen away by Yelverton.
This might be a little different official. I mean, the same officials, but that would have been a foul last game.
Long with it. Drive. Kick to Carucci. Dennis through the lane. The little 10-footer. No good. Rebound by Elmore. Went up high for it on the ground.
Oh, yeah,
and
on
he
the
stepped
line.
On there. His elbows on the end line.
Yeah.
Good hustle, though. Good way to battle for it.
Yeah, I would have said in the first game that would have been a foul.
Oh, most definitely would have been. Zepp inbounds it to Younger, and Elmore will pick him up.
But we said it before. That didn't always translate.
Younger hands off to Cook on that right wing, up top to Hamilton, guarded by Conroy.
It's a weird matchup
like
with Carucci on.
And they've
Cook.
Got, yeah, and they've got Long on Mason Zepp.
That's okay.
Younger with it on the block to Powers. Zepp into the corner. Hamilton a three, no good. Rebound by Powers. Up top to Cook, pump fake, drive, kick, Zepp, rise, fire three. In and
oh,
out won't
man.
Go down. Tipped out top to Hamilton. Another rebound. Shot, no, but a foul will be on Carucci.
Yeah, that's not really usually Weddington's game or offensive rebounds, but Matthew Powers working hard in there. That's an early foul on Dennis Carucci, but that's a weird matchup having Carucci on Cook. Like, I don't know what you do if you're Weddington. If you can, yeah, he's definitely a lot quicker.
Hamilton up and good.
You know, I don't know if there's a way that you get him able to, like, take Dennis off the dribble. That's a weird matchup.
Second one up, good for Grant. 2-0 Weddington with 6:35 to go in the first.
Weddington in this kind of three-quarter court trap.
To Conroy. They double him. He splits the team into the corner. Gets it high post. Long from 15. Go. Sethern rattled in.
It did, but that's a nice start for him.
2-2. And that's something that he didn't have against Monroe, that little pull-up little, jumper.
Yeah.
Tipped into the backcourt. Elmore and Younger. KJ needs help. Gets it to Powers. Left side to Hamilton. Grant goes baseline. Drive, hang. Block. Right to Cook. A three. Got it.
Yep, he's shooting a high percentage.
He's at 40% now, I'm going to guess. 5-2 Warriors. Long across the timeline. Left side. Double team comes. They get it to Yelverton. Saves it from over and back. Right wing. Stolen by Zepp, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay. Pirate basketball. 5:45 to go here. Zepp, who wants to trigger it? Elmore?
Yeah, someone from Porter Ridge needs to.
It'll be Yelverton.
Yeah, there we go.
No one wanted to.
Someone in white.
They inbound, double teamed Long immediately. Zepp and Cook. Loose ball stolen away.
Up.
Zepp.
Here's a dunk.
To Younger.
Oh,
fouled by Conroy.
That's a
good foul.
Yes. Got to do that because that's a dunk. That's a rim rocker.
Garrett Cox in for the first time tonight.
He started the last couple games.
He did. Do you put Conroy out immediately?
I don't know.
Cox is a little bit bigger than him.
I don't know.
That was a great. Absolutely, that was a good foul.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nope, they're going to bring out Yelverton.
Yeah, not something you're upset about if you're a coach, but like, do you just, you know, so he didn't get a quick second one? You know, I don't know, but.
Yelverton out, Cox in with Conroy, Carucci, Long, and Elmore up and no good. Rebound by Hamilton.
Wow.
Grant
not
on the block off of a foot. It'll be off of Grant's foot. Porter Ridge ball.
Not usually Weddington's thing, the offensive rebounds, but.
They inbound to Long. Back to Elmore. Rashawn with it, the sophomore.
Still that zone trap waiting.
Near
right
side to Cox. Cross court to Conroy. They see it coming. Skip pass back to Cox. Now up top to Elmore. Now to Long. Into the corner. Cox, baseline. Shot. No good, but he's fouled. It'll be either on Zepp or Powers. It'll be on Powers.
Like Powers, yep. First foul of the game on Weddington as Cox goes the line shooting two.
Najee and Ellison will check in after this free throw. Weddington up 6-2 with 5:15 to go here in the first. Cox up and no good. Zepp and Powers come out.
Yeah, you know, I think that's Weddington coaching staff has gone a little back and forth. You know, certain games they're trying to sub more early, and certain games they keep the starters in more minutes.
Cox up and good on that one. It's 6-3 Warriors. Cook will bring it up, long on him.
A full court man.
Behind the back, left-handed dribble. Near side now. Needs some help. Right wing to Younger. Younger with it up top to Ellison. Back to Cook left wing. Now back with it up top, back to Younger between the circles. Younger on Elmore, drive, hang. The floater, no good. Rebound his own shot, hit the deck, jump ball, should be called, and it'll stay Weddington ball.
See, I think I'd have called that a travel.
Yeah, because no one came down with the jump ball together.
I think he just changed it. Wait, oh. Or did he call a tech? Wait, what? I think he called a tech.
Technical on 25, he must have said something.
Let's listen.
I believe that's a personal as well. Right, that's a personal.
Yeah. Wait, but no, it's one personal.
It's a technical,
right?
And a long up and good. 6-5.
I still think it's just one foul on it.
Is that a personal as well, the technical?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But it's just one foul, though.
One foul.
Yeah.
One foul. You get a technical, but the technical is a personal as well. So, it's one. Elmore on the block. Ellison with the steal across court over to Cook. We'll figure this out. Cook, baseline. Kick out top to Younger. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Elmore. Went high for that one. And he's called for pulling that pivot foot. Cook will trigger it. On the block, Ellison lost it, stolen away. Elmore's got it up to Long. 6-5 Warriors. Long with it up top. On the block to Carucci. Drive. The baby hook. No good. Rebound goes to Hamilton. Not a Cook. Excuse me. And Younger on a breakaway. Throws it down with two hands.
That was heads up to get that ball right up the floor as soon as Cook saw that.
Conroy wants to answer. No good. Rebound goes right to Younger. Younger splits the defenders. Down the lane. Up and good.
Yeah, you need a timeout. Yep.
Timeout. Yep. Porter Ridge with 3:56 to go. It's 10-5 Warriors. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Yeah, so we had a little bit of confusion going on.
Right,
there.
With the technical, personal.
Out. But, you know, Younger is starting to kind of impose his will, and I think it's a great timeout by Coach Malone. I mean, he definitely had to do that. I'm missing. So who got the two technical free throws?
Long.
He made both of them, right? Okay.
I believe he did.
I did, yeah, because, yeah, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes,
yeah,
he's got four, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
So, yeah, but, you know, I think that I'm a little surprised at Weddington's rebounding early on. I don't think they usually get up to the offensive glass like
Hamilton
that.
Hamilton and Younger both doing a good job on the board.
And Matthew Powers at least getting a hand in there, you know, tipping it around.
Cross court to Cox with it, double teamed. Carucci in the corner. Dennis with it, back up top to Long.
Actually, that's Onur.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is Onur. Just checked in. Long with a double clutch. No good. Rebound by Ellison. Ellison looks up. Younger. Goes out of bounds off of Porter Ridge. It'll stay Warrior ball. Coach Malone is not happy with some things.
With his team or the?
No, with the team. With the team. Uh-oh. Younger on the block. Up glass and the foul.
Wow. That's tough.
Going to be on Cox.
Yeah, it's just such a tough matchup with Younger.
Dare you go zone?
Maybe.
You put the Carucci boys in there?
But
you're getting
killed
on the boards.
But then you're getting Cook and Hamilton shooting crazy amount, you know, crazy percentage from three. You know, like, I don't
know.
That
one was up and good. It's 13-5.
They got eight early for Younger.
The lead is eight. Stolen away by Hamilton. Grant. Drive. And he's fouled.
He could have kicked out there for a three, but that's
foul's
two
be
quick
on
ones
Cox.
On Cox, right? Yeah, two quick ones.
Ziggy
on
Harris
Cox.
Will check in and let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Up and good for Hamilton. Very animated against Monroe and Marvin Ridge.
Hamilton 3-for-3 from the line so far.
Second one up for Grant is good.
Weddington shooting two the rest of the quarter here on a foul.
3:18 to go here. Cross court to Harris with it left wing. Skip pass to Conroy.
That's
Rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound by Cook. Quickly out, Ellison, drive, hang.
Oh.
No good. Rebound by Elmore, over to Conroy. Harris hit the deck, but he's okay. Back up, Conroy. Right wing, on the block to Carucci.
Oh, that's a pretty easy
offensive
call,
foul is called.
That's a pretty easy call. I think that was pretty obvious. That was a good defensive play.
2:54 to go here. This is where things could get out of hand.
Yeah, they got to get the They got to get this momentum changed.
Lead was 4.
Hey, how can you only have
now it's 10.
One Carucci on here?
Well, I've left one in there for you to fill out.
I guess.
Right side over to Najee. Up top to Hamilton. On the block to Younger. Shot. Too strong. Rebound by Harris. Over to Long across the timeline. Up top to Harris. Through the lane. Hang. Shot.
Yeah,
no.
He's forcing that.
Rebound his own shot. Put back is nobody's. Fouled by Ellison or Cook. Let's see. Foul's going to be on Ellison. Powers and Zepp coming in. Ziggy Harris at the line for 2. As a hush falls across the crowd, up and
quiet.
Good.
Awful quiet except for the few Weddington faithful who made the trip.
Directly behind us to our left. And Harris looked over and smiled at him.
Definitely a small student section for Porter Ridge and a tiny section for Weddington. Not much of a crowd here tonight on either side. Wednesday night, I guess.
Up. Maybe some people just couldn't get their boats over here?
Maybe.
Najee on a break. Up. Glass good.
Got to have better defensive effort if you're Porter Ridge. That's too easy.
Jaden Najee for 2. It's 17-6 Weddington. Harris.
Oh, man.
Another offensive foul is called.
Yeah, he was out of control. He went jumping in there. That's his first.
11-point lead.
I feel like he's trying to do too much.
And Younger's called for carrying the basketball.
I couldn't see that from here either way.
Good news, far side of the court.
Seems like he don't call that a lot, but I couldn't see.
Just keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Long is fouled in the backcourt by Cook.
They're going to be shooting after this.
And Coach Malone's right. Everyone runs away from the ball.
Yeah.
You got to come help him out.
Yeah.
Elmore will trigger it.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And there's another offensive foul is called.
That was an easy one.
On Long against Cook.
Now that's player control.
And
so
Cook is shooting. No, you're right. You're right.
Yep. I think he's not, right? But. I think Younger's talking to the cheerleaders, I think. No, he didn't shoot this end.
That's Younger will trigger it. Up top to Powers. Right side to Najee. Back to Younger. Rise, fire, 3. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Porter Ridge ball.
Powers got his hand on that one, too. I mean, he's...
Ellison back in, replaces Younger with a minute 42 to go.
Powers has gotten his hand on a lot of rebounds, and like it doesn't show in the book. Like he's got 2 rebounds.
No, they're just like little tips, keeping it alive.
He's getting it's like assist rebounds, you know.
Long left wing to Harris up top. Elmore got away with a travel up and good, plus the bucket. He'll go to the line for 1.
Fouls on 23 on Powers.
Foul on Matthew Powers.
That's his second, actually, in the first quarter.
17-8 with 1:30 to go here in the first. Up and no good. Rebound. Off of Carucci, Weddington ball. With a minute 30 to go. There's a little pressure here by the Pirates. Ellison will trigger it. Gets it into Hamilton, guarded by Conroy. Cross court over to Cook. Cook on that right wing. Cook drive up top to Younger. Back up top to Ellison. Almost went into the back court.
Can't even see that line. Yeah,
that court line is not very bright. Left side over to Zepp. Up top. Now to Hamilton, guarded by Conroy, and he's called for walking.
Ooh, I don't know about that. You see that? Well, you know, you're still battling in there if you're Porter Ridge. I mean, it was starting to look a little ugly. Get a score here, cut it to 7 or 6.
But you got to do something. They don't have any kind of flow right
now. That's what I'm saying.
Conroy, a 3. No good. Rebound Hamilton. Grant to Ellison, right wing. Shot. Blocked, but a goaltending is called.
Yeah.
It'll be 2 for Ellison.
Yep.
Elmore went high for it.
And again, kudos. I think that's an easy call, but sometimes people don't get those goaltenders.
You're right. Not in high school. They don't very often. Conroy back to Elmore. Back to Conroy. Cross court. You're late.
Hey, he's better near late side than
to
never.
Conroy.
Better late
left
than
side
never.
Into the corner. Long baseline under 40 seconds to go. Down to 35. Long with it up top. Grant Hamilton on him.
Keep that count up. Oh, man, I don't
still
think
working it.
Count.
Right side, 20 seconds to go. And a pushing foul was called against Weddington. I think it's on Cook. It is.
Wow, that seemed like a weird one too. But that's Cook's second, so that's kind of a big deal in the first quarter. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal, having two fouls there.
Up and good for Long.
He's 3 for 3 from the line so far with 5 points.
Younger back in.
I'm not liking the angle of the officials and Coach Ellington. We're not seeing much, are we?
19-9. Weddington leads. 21 seconds to go. Up. Good. 21 seconds here to go. Younger. Conroy all over Hamilton. Younger with Elmore on him.
Oh,
slaps
man,
it away.
Foul.
Elmore on a break. Up. Throws it down with his own two hands. 19-12. 8 seconds to go. Younger.
Man, I just think
looking for help. Skip to Najee. A three. No good, and that'll do it. At the end of one quarter of play, Weddington 19, Porter Ridge 12. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, second quarter here. Going to begin, and how you're feeling on how that one ended there?
Well, I mean, I think it
was really sloppy.
Sloppy and really big for Porter Ridge, because I think at one point, 16-5 maybe,
yep.
Or so. So now, you know, you're only down 19-12 after the first. No, not major damage, you know. When I think it could have been ugly.
I'll tell you what, they're letting Elmore and Younger go at it.
That's what I was gonna say. I think a lot of that has to do with how physical they're letting Elmore be on
as
Younger
he,
bringing it up.
Yep.
Now KJ's going to have to adjust to that and do a better job protecting the ball, but I'm a little surprised. I mean, these guys called a lot of tight fouls in the girls' game, and I think they called a decent – I mean, they actually called a lot of fouls in this game, but why that's not a foul to them, I'm not sure. Like, why they're not calling and bringing it up there, you know, so –
because I honestly, and I'm sure if you go back and look at the tape, Elmore had a piece of jersey here.
Man, I mean, I think
right in front
pretty,
of us, and he got away with it, and he got the dunk, and that was great. But
yeah, big play.
But if they're going to let it go both ways, then
sure,
let's
absolutely.
Let it go both
as long
ways.
As they,
and
as long
Harris
as they are,
and Younger are continuing
was,
to chat.
But it's weird because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 team fouls here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They called 13 fouls, but those weren't fouls.
And 3 are offensive fouls against Porter Ridge.
Yeah.
Younger with it. Now they got Harris up on him. Hands off to Najee. Up top to Zepp. Zepp with it. Up top. High post. Ellison with it. Back to Zepp. Rise. Fire. 3. No good. Rebound by Long. Samaj wants to push. And they close off that middle pretty quick. And he backs it out top.
Good transition D by Weddington.
Right in front of us. Left side to Karuchu. Onur with it. Back to Conroy.
That's deep.
NBA 3. Short rebound by Elmore. Pulled it away. Now to Karuchu.
Oh, man.
Got away with a travel and the foul.
That was – I don't know how that happened, but
are they gonna
did.
Would you say he didn't have control and then just kind of tipped it up? Foul's
going to
be on Najee. No, Zepp, excuse me. 10.
That was really weird, but it worked out really well for Porter Ridge.
Up and good. Cuts the lead to 4, 19-15, with 7:10 to go here. Younger and Ziggy Harris going at it. Younger across the timeline, a screen, a drive, a kick. Najee, pump fake, back into the corner. Ellison drive, pull up from 12, no good. Rebound by Harris, and he hit the deck.
His foul, yeah. Whoa. He didn't do anything, I don't think. I think he just tripped over him, didn't he?
You're right. But I will say this. He did get up when he was over top of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not saying it's right or wrong.
So like that, that's two on Powers, two on Zepp, two on Cook, and you're early in the second quarter.
Cross court, almost stolen away, and then does. Najee, drive, hang. Offensive foul is called as Elmore took the charge to the Pirates.
I think that was the right call. This game is weird.
Here comes Dennis Carucci for Harris. So you got the Carucci. You got about 10 foot of Carucci in there.
You do.
No, more. 17 feet.
I was going to say. More than that.
Near side. And a bad pass. Stolen away. Hamilton with it. Up top. Rise. Fire. Three. No good. Rebound by Younger. He'll rise and fire a three. No good. Elmore with it. Rashawn over to Long. Pull up from 12. Got it. I love that part of his game. He needs to utilize it more.
I agree.
Cut the lead to two. Elmore with it. Younger in an illegal screen against Ellison.
That's an easy call. That was a really – and that's his second. I think you got to get a timeout probably if you're Coach Ellington.
Powers coming in.
Things are really uglied up right now.
Cook back in.
Really uglied up. And they've got to – you know, if you're the Warriors, you got to start playing your basketball. They're taking too difficult of shots. They're taking too quick of shots. They're forcing things, and they're winning. You know, like no reason.
Up top, Carucci to Long. Back to Elmore to Long. A screen, Long, pull up. 15, no good. That's a good drill right
out
there.
Yeah.
Grant wants to push. Grant to Younger. Stolen away and knocked out of bounds by Long. It'll stay Warrior ball, though. Momentum is fickle, and Porter Ridge started to pick it up right there.
They absolutely have. I mean, they've cut this to 2 points. I mean, Weddington's really rocked right now.
6:02 as Yelverton tried to get in, won't. Up top to Younger. KJ, rise, fire, along two, no good. Again, Powers keeping it alive,
but it
goes out of bounds.
True. Now, I agree with Coach Ellington. I feel like Weddington keeps taking tough shots, and Ellington's like, go to the basket, you know, get easy shots. And that was not an easy shot.
Cook will trigger it. Under 6 minutes to go in the half. Going to go all the way out top to Hamilton, back to Cook. Pump fake, baseline, they throw it back to Hamilton. Grant with it, drive, hang. Layup, nobody's fouling. I'll tell you what.
A lot of fouls. But what were you going to say?
He didn't have a chance in the world to make that.
I don't think so either. Conroy got his second foul. And see, I don't like this.
I don't either.
And I know that that's what people do that at like all levels. I just think that's weird.
Up, no good. It's very antagonistic.
I think so.
No matter who's doing it, it is.
I think so.
And they do it all the way at every level. NBA, too, I've seen.
I know. I don't know. I don't coach that, that's for sure. I don't tell them to do that if they're on my team.
Hamilton up and no good.
Wow, missed two in a row.
0-for-2 on that one. Long with the rebound, and he'll push. Younger picks him up at midcourt. 5:40 to go here. Right side to Conroy. Back up top to Long. Left side to Cox. Coach Malone wants something. He's got the defense all sorted now. Here he's set. Weddington in that 1-3-1. Up top to Elmore. Right side to Long. Up top to Conroy. 5:18 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors up 2, 19-17. Long with it, not a Cox. Left side to Conroy. Three on the way. In and out. Rebound, put back Elmore, no! Tip goes all the way out top to Long. Now they reset. Conroy with Younger. Conroy. Not a Long. Long will reset the offense. If there was a shot clock, Porter Ridge is going to use all of it here.
Yeah, which is good against the zone.
Left side over to Long.
Good patience.
Skip to Conroy, a three in the air. Got it!
Yeah, he's been getting too many open ones.
Porter Ridge with the first lead of the night. 20-19 with 4:35 to go.
Coach Malone's excited, trying to get into his defense here.
Cook with it. Cox on him. Spins on him. Hands off to Hamilton. Grant with it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Double team. Powers underneath from five. No good. Rebound by Elmore. Over to Long. Samaj with it across the timeline. Right side to Elmore. Into the corner. Cox baseline cut off. Back to Elmore. off of Younger. It'll stay Pirate ball.
And, you know, Weddington just really struggling to put the ball in the basket right
time
now.
Timeout, Weddington, a full timeout with 4:10 to go here. Porter Ridge up 20-19.
Yeah, and I mean a much needed great timeout by Coach Ellington here to just say to your guys, I mean, you guys got to settle down. You got to stop taking such tough shots. You got to be more patient. You know, they're not hitting anything right now, and I'm not so sure that they can't get to the basket. You know, they're not really trying. They're settling for quick shots, and they're just not shooting well. So my message here is move the ball, run our stuff, get to the basket, get easy shots. And I think they can probably do that, but Porter Ridge is really taking control of this game.
And the key phrase right there, I think, is run your stuff.
Yeah.
And they have it. For the first 3 minutes and 50 seconds, they have not.
Yep.
Matt Abergrind, Cook, 4:10 to go here in the first half. Weddington, Porter Ridge, the Pirates lead 20-19. It'll be Hamilton, Najee, Younger, Powers, Cook, Conroy, Elmore, Dennis Carucci, Garrett Cox, and Samaj Long. Porter Ridge with the basketball. They will inbound it. Going to go up top to Cox. Now to Long.
Look for Porter Ridge to be patient here.
Left side to Conroy. Cox up top around that perimeter. Back over right wing over to Long. Long with it. They've got Younger in the middle of that 1-3-1. Or he's that one.
He makes that tough.
Long. Conroy with it. Left side to Elmore. Drive down the lane, and he's fouled. It'll be on Cook, I believe.
Yeah, they're going to call
it. And Elmore tweaked his ankle.
They're going to call it a third on Cook. That's another. I mean, it's pretty consistent, you know. I mean, one, two, three.
Quinn Vaughn going to come in.
7, 8, 9, 10. 11 fouls on Weddington in the first half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 on Porter Ridge in the first half.
Elmore up and no good. So Cook out with 3 fouls. Quinn Vaughn, the freshman, in for the first time tonight.
It's a lot of, and it's a pressure spot for the freshman, you know. I mean,
you saw him a little bit against Kings Mountain.
Yeah, you know, he's gotten some time here and there, but it's a big game.
Elmore up and good. Nope. Carucci stepped in.
All right.
They're looking at us like we're the scores.
That's where he keeps looking at me. Right?
No basket.
No basket.
Lane violation. Younger is fouled by Harris.
White five. White five.
That is Harris's second.
See that? That's, you can't do that.
I don't think you can do that.
They get it into Powers. Now to Younger in the backcourt. Younger going to go right at Harris. Drive down the lane. Kick into the corner. Najee baseline. Lost it. Hamilton. The floater is good.
That was nice. I'm going to give Najee an assist on that. I think he lost it, but he lost it at the right place.
Long with it up top. Left side to Elmore. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter half. Carucci on the block. Up top to Long. That's Dennis Carucci. Conroy back to Carucci. Now to Long. I want the mid-range game back for Samaj Long.
Yeah. But now it's going to be tough in this zone, I think.
You're right, absolutely. Elmore with it. Younger's going to come out and get Long. 2:45 to go. Right side to Elmore. Right side back to Harris, into the corner. Long, a three. No good. Rebound by Younger. KJ wants to push. Into the corner to Vaughn. He'll go baseline. Guarded by Elmore. Right side, stolen away by Conroy. Hamilton fell down. Conroy with it up top. Left side, Long. 2:15 to go here in the half. Warriors up 21-20. Very patient here by the Pirates. Back to Conroy, not a Long, between the circles. Conroy back and forth. High post to Harris. Skip to Carucci. Dennis going to drive through the lane. back to Long
easy
on the
get
cut.
Out of that lane. There you
You're
go.
Right about that. Long from 15 is good.
Yeah, there's your mid-range game again.
Porter Ridge back up on top, 22-21.
It's 10 for Long.
Younger powers a three. Missed everything. Rebound by Long, wants to push. Samaj, drive, hang. Shot, no. Rebound by Carucci on the block. Up in, no good. Rebound by Hamilton for Weddington. Hamilton wants to push. Hamilton with Conroy on him. Spin, drive, hang.
Oh,
and,
man.
Ooh. I thought Conroy did a great job right there.
I thought the end there he did. I thought it was a weird time he called it. I thought maybe he got him earlier, but that's going to be his third foul now.
Fouls on Conroy, his third?
His third. So he's got three. Harris has two. Cox has two. For Weddington, Cook has three. Zepp has two. Ellison, two. Powers, two.
Hamilton up and no good.
My goodness, that three in a row that he's missed?
It is.
You don't have a shooter like Hamilton miss three free throws in a row very often.
Second one is good. Tie ball game, 22 apiece. A minute 15 to go. Long across the timeline. To Elmore in front of us.
I'm not sure about leaving Conroy in with three fouls.
Conroy, left wing, back to Long. Coach Malone says attack the wing. Left side to Conroy. Now to Elmore, under a minute to go. Up top to Long, we're at 45 seconds left. On the block to Carucci. Got a hook hook with it, no good, rebound by Najee. Over to Younger, 35 seconds. Younger, hang, shot, glass, and good.
He's a tough matchup. He's in the double digits, the 10.
24-22, last shot for the Pirates if they want it.
Definitely with, yep, coach saying one shot.
Long with it. Now to Conroy, back to Long. Elmore to Long. Tipped behind. Out of bounds, almost hit Coach's bag of Skittles.
I was actually
he
ready.
He would have been upset.
I was ready that time, but I wasn't protecting the Skittles.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You always protect your paycheck.
I guess.
Elmore will trigger it with 13.4 next to us. To Carucci, into the corner.
There's their
shooter. Conroy, a three. Won't go down. Rebound by Najee. 8, 7, 6. He sees it. Right side to Hamilton. Up. Shot on the way. No good. And at the end of one half of play, Warriors up 24-22. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com. Let's give it a week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Avery, Ryan Cook, we're at halftime of the boys. The Warriors up 24-22. A little surprising at that.
It is a little.
I mean, just for me, you watched it on TV, but they didn't. This is how I expected them to play against Marvin. Now,
right.
Marvin shot the lights out in the first half. I get that, but still.
I feel like Porter Ridge has come out playing tough, you know, as I kind of expected. But I think that it's been a strangely officiated game. Not, you know, lopsided.
Three charges.
Right. Three charges. Two against Porter Ridge and one against Weddington.
Right.
The fouls, I think I said it was like 11 to 8, which is a lot of fouls, 19 fouls in the first half. And I think it definitely affects the flow of the game. And it's, you know, right now it's helping Porter Ridge. I mean, this low scoring game, I don't know if Porter Ridge has many of these games, but Weddington I know certainly doesn't. So, you know, advantage Porter Ridge to me. I mean, Weddington's up two. But yeah, I think you'd have expected Weddington to be up a little bit more, at least at half, and definitely a lot different game. But it's a good one. It's a good one.
I'm going to look at their, you know, okay, so typically Porter Ridge has scored the lowest game they've had is that Monroe game, 52-47 that we did, and that's because Johnny runs the matchup zone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, before that it was 65. They got as high as 91 against North Mech. Now, That's North. I'm sorry, they gave up 91. They scored 40. They averaged the Independence. They lost by, they put up 27. But once we got into, you know, Union County teams and then that holiday tournament, they were putting up in the mid-60s, low 70s. And
yeah.
Right now they've got 22, and Weddington, uncharacteristically, has 24. Don't forget, Friday night, Weddington home against Sun Valley. We'll bring you that game.
Yeah.
As we continue with Southern Carolina conference play.
Now, I heard a little bit ago that Marvin's boys and Cuthbertson's boys were tied with like 3 minutes to go in a game. That's probably over by now, but I haven't heard a final. You can probably get that. But scoring-wise, real quick, for Porter Ridge, Long 10, Conroy 3, Elmore 4, Harris 1, Cox 1, and Onur Karuchu 3. For Weddington, Younger 10, Hamilton 7, Cook 3, Ellison 2, and Najee 2. And, you know, this is some tough decisions for these coaches coming out. I see Cook is starting and Conroy starting, each with 3 fouls, so you want to make sure that you don't get that 4th foul early.
Porter Ridge with the basketball, Long on that right wing, Conroy with it as well. Now to Long into the corner. Starters that started the game for both teams return to start the second half. And it is a final in Cuthbertson. Conroy a 3, in and out, no good. Rebound by
Marvin
Zepp.
Ridge.
And a jump ball is called. It will be Weddington ball.
Marvin Ridge boys win 63-55.
Yes, sir.
Good effort by Cuthbertson there.
Good job there by our source.
Yeah.
Cook across the timeline. Karuchu up on him. Right wing over to Hamilton. Grant with a screen. They switch. Yelverton, who didn't play a lot in the second quarter. Drive hang by Hamilton. Up and good for Grant.
Definitely the start you want if you're Weddington. I think you got to do a better job on Hamilton if you're Porter Ridge coming out.
26-22. Knocked out of bounds off of Zepp. It'll stay Pirate basketball.
Yeah, I think these first like 3 or 4 minutes of this third quarter are really big for both teams. I'll bet you're going to have this trap, the trap here.
Yelverton inbounds, and here comes the trap. Zepp and Cook. He gets over it, waiting for help. Gets it to Yelverton. Now they backed off, really.
Man.
Back to Long.
They had a chance there.
Samaj on the block to Elmore. Up. Shot.
Man.
We got a foul down below. We got to travel up front.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're going to debate that real quick.
Did he travel because he was fouled? Traveling is the call.
Okay. I think that was the right call. What did you think?
In a position like that, it's like, did he travel because he was fouled?
Right, I don't know.
Did he get hit? Cook will bring it up right to left. Cook across the timeline. Zepp follows him. Cook baseline, blocked by Conroy. It'll stay Weddington ball. Cook summoned his inner Jordan, but he did the old fake and went baseline. Cook with it into the corner. Hamilton, a 3. Long missed everything again.
Wow.
Felt he was fouled. Long across the timeline. 6:35 to go here in the third. Right side over to Conroy, guarded by Hamilton. Skip pass to Yelverton, has been quiet. Back to Conroy. Back to Yelverton. A 3 on its way. No good. Powers with the rebound. Off to Cook. Aiden with it and bring it across. 6:15 to go here in the third. 26-22 Warriors. Hamilton right wing. On the block to Powers from 15. No good. Rebound by Karuchu. Over to Long. Long across the timeline. Right side to Elmore. Rashawn. Shuffled the feet maybe, but he got away with it. Back to Karuchu. Goes baseline. Spin. Reverse layup. Not a good shot. Over to Hamilton with the rebound. Grant down the lane. Up and good.
Man, thought he got fouled there, actually.
Long was more worried about the pass, and he let Grant go right to the rack.
Yeah, you got to stop the score. I mean, you definitely want to stop the score. I like the early timeout by Coach Malone here. I mean, still only a 6-point game. Let's call it while it matters, you know.
30-second timeout with 5:41 to go. 28-22.
I like that.
Weddington. Coach Ford is dapperly dressed tonight.
As always. Uh,
Go ahead.
I'm receiving word that my other kid hit a three tonight. So, you know, he's hasn't gotten in very many games this year. So
where are they tonight?
They're
Converse, I should say. Where's Converse?
Well,
tonight?
They're playing Southern Wesleyan. I'm not sure. I can't remember where. I think it's at Converse. My guess here is that Converse was probably winning by a lot, but they haven't been playing very well. But I don't think Southern Wesleyan's very good. So I don't know. I'll be interested to hear some details on that.
Inbound to Long. The Pirates will bring it up left to right to Cox, who just checked in. Over to Elmore across the timeline. Splits the defenders, looking for help. Conroy knocked out of bounds. It'll stay. Porter Ridge ball.
That's a bad spot. You don't want to pick that ball up in that trap.
And you can't see that half court line.
No.
Elmore will trigger it. They get it to Yelverton,
right,
and it's
Hamilton.
Stolen by Hamilton. Grant down the lane, up end, no good, but a foul as KJ went for the putback dunk.
He just threw that right to Hamilton. Now, Grant's got to hit free throws tonight. It's only a long second foul. Not bad compared to, you know, a lot of people are in foul trouble, so.
Hamilton up and no good.
Wow.
He's got some choice words for himself, too.
That's four free throws he's missed tonight. That's tough. As Weddington, you count those as automatics.
Let me ask you this. Up and good for Hamilton. As a coach, do you even say anything then? Like, do you
I
even
have
say anything
before.
To your player? No, to your player. Do you, hey, we're going to run this. Don't say
depends.
A word now.
It depends on what I'm saying to him.
Gotcha.
You know.
Cox double teamed up top, Long at the elbow. Back up top to reset the offense. Conroy to Cox in the corner. Baseline, fouled by Zepp.
Yeah, that was slow recognition. They really let Cox get way too deep. That's Zepp's third. Looks like Ellison will replace him.
Garrett Cox at the line for two. Up and good. Ellison in, Zepp out.
Cox now 2 for 3 on the night with 2 points.
Cox, the second one is good. 29-24 with 5:07 to go.
Definitely credit Porter Ridge here. You know, hanging in a five-point game with 5 minutes to go in the third.
Cook with it, Long on him. Spin behind the back, left wing over to Younger across the timeline. A screen, Younger goes baseline, up glass, good.
Got to really get creative for me to be able to see over here. It's 12 for Younger.
24, off of Hamilton's foot. It'll stay Pirate basketball.
It's like Weddington's matching back up. Oh, yeah, matching back up man-to-man.
Conroy will trigger it.
I think.
Tipped, stolen by Ellison, up to Hamilton. Hamilton, spin, hang, shot, blast.
Oh, my goodness.
Grant.
Holy cow.
Kept his composure for two. Skip pass over to Cox. Back up top. Long, going to drive.
Oh, man.
Euro step, glass, no. Rebound by Ellison. Out to Cook. Aiden to Younger for two.
Oh. This is, yeah.
We're talking good about AJ, and it's Aiden.
Great timeout.
Timeout, Porter Ridge.
Got to do it here.
Leads 11 now, 35-24.
Man, that went quick. I mean, I barely got out of my mouth. You got to credit. I said you got to credit Porter Ridge. It's a five-point game with 5 minutes to go in the third. 5 minutes, okay? So that means that was 20 – not wait, I'm doing some math. It hurts my head. That was 39 seconds ago, and now they're down 11. Like, boom. You know, so another good timeout by Coach Malone. I don't know. I feel like he's called at least three there. That's probably at least his third. But I don't care. I mean, I don't care.
You have to.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. Don't let this get any further away. He keeps doing a good job of stopping momentum with that and do that now. And this is big, big time right
11
now.
11-2 run.
Big, big time for Porter Ridge. You got to come out and get a score here. And if you're Weddington, this is where you're smelling blood. You know, you're saying – I need to stop right here and a score, and if I get a stop and a score, you know, then I'm really pounding them down. So this is crunch time. Good timeout.
4:21 on the clock. We're in the third. Weddington 35, Porter Ridge 24. Najee, Ellison, Hamilton, Cook, and Younger. Conroy, Yelverton, Long, Elmore, and Harris, who just checks in. And a little bit of here, a little
full court trap, or trap at half court here.
Near side, Conroy across the timeline to Long. Long between the circles.
Weddington still in that half court zone now.
Harris with it up top. On the block to Elmore. Knocked out of bounds by Najee.
Or did they call a foul?
It looks like he called a foul.
Seemed a little late, but probably a foul.
He tripped him before he...
Wait, he's shooting. Okay.
I guess.
That's Ellison's third.
Elmore at the line for two. Rashawn up and no good.
Elmore at the line tonight. That makes him 0 for 3 at the line, if I got that right.
Powers in.
For some reason, I was thinking he had hit free throws. That must have been all along I was thinking about.
Very... Second one up for Rashawn. Front end.
Those were not
rebound
pretty.
By Cook. Not at all. Looks down court. Got Younger on a break. KJ up. The bucket. The foul.
Yeah.
Is good.
That's really unfortunate for Porter Ridge right now. It's bad, bad timing. That's three on Long, but you got to roll with him right now. Younger is 2 for 3 from the line tonight.
37-24. Up and good.
So let's see. Three, that's 17.
Near side to
Younger.
Conroy. Bounce pass to Yelverton, right wing. Guarded by Powers, now to Long into the right corner. Comes out with it, back up top to Conroy. Long with it. The dribble, the kick into the corner. A three, short, rebound by Cook. Went out of bounds, off of Cook, it'll stay. Pirate basketball.
Yep.
Come on, Cook.
Yeah, you gotta have better hands than that, right?
Long will trigger it with 3:32 to go here in the third. It's like the balloon. Stolen away by Hamilton. Grant to Younger. Najee on the block. Up top to Younger. Down the lane. Hit from behind. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Pirate basketball. I just feel like the air completely has gone out of Porter Ridge's. Whoever's on the floor, the five guys are just like, you were down two at half.
Right.
It's a 14-2.
Can't hear anything.
That's okay. You can still hear me.
I can't hear you if you talk loud. Oh, there, hey, almost. Check, check. Yep. Good now, good now.
Conroy up top to Elmore. Into the corner to Harris.
Porter Ridge really needing a bucket here.
Knocked away on a bad pass. Stolen away by Najee. Najee will push. Up top, Hamilton, a three. No good. Rebound by Elmore. Rashawn wants to push. Rashawn up top to Conroy. 2:45 to go. On the block to Carucci, to Ziggy Harris. Through the lane. Blocked by Hamilton. Up to
Uh-oh,
Younger.
There's a dunk.
KJ on a break by himself. Up. Shot. Nobody's fouled.
You trying to get me
No, I'm trying to tell you.
Again?
Trying to. That's what's doing it.
Gotcha.
38-24.
Elmore's first, I believe.
Younger at the line with 2:37 to go. Friday night will be Weddington hosting Sun Valley. Up and good for Younger. Girls and boys. 6:30-ish. Does Sun Valley have a JV girls?
I am not sure about that.
Up and good for Younger. Quinn Vaughn in. Replaces KJ Younger.
So Younger now with 19 points tonight.
16-point lead.
A small Weddington lineup.
Ziggy Harris left wing. Skip pass over to Yelverton. Bryce goes baseline. The floater, no. Shot, no. It'll be on the floor. Foul's going to be on Cook again. Jeez.
Oh, on Cook?
He said Cook.
Oh, I thought I had. Wait, look. Yeah, make sure
foul's
going to
be on Vaughn
over there because Cook wasn't even in the play.
Stolen away. Bad passing. Cook up. Powers up and good. Cook's got the game on a string. Another timeout by Coach Malone.
He's got to be about out of them, but again, I think good call. I mean, you get it while you can, you know.
42-24.
Yeah, he has one
timeout. It was 24-22 at half.
Yeah.
And we still got 2:15 to go here in the third.
Well,
and it's 42-24. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
I go back to like what I had said that I said it was a 5-point game.
I go back
game.
To what I said. What did I say?
5-point game with 5 minutes to go. So again, less than 3 minutes ago, 2:45 ago, it was a 5-point game,
and now
it's an 18-point game. I mean, and Weddington can do that to you. Don't get me wrong, but Porter Ridge,
let them do that,
right? Like Porter Ridge is.
Yeah.
Imploded. You know, it's
bad passing.
Yeah.
Bad shot selection.
Yeah.
I'm okay with grinding it out. You've got to be against this team.
Right.
If you don't have the firepower, you got a grinder.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're Porter Ridge, you don't want to fall to 0-2 in the conference to start out.
Elmore long in the backcourt, and Long will bring it up left to right. To Elmore. Guarded by Hamilton, lost his dribble across court. Conroy a three, no good. Rebound by Carucci. Him and Powers battle for it. On the block, Onur with it. The little layup, no good. Rebound by Najee. Hamilton with it. To Najee. Over to Cook in front of us. Not sure I like those shoes he's got on, but whatever. Cook, baseline, Harris on him. Skip into the corner. Vaughn a three. No good. Rebound by Harris. Over to Long. The mid-range game has got to come back. And he's fouled. It'll be on Hamilton, I believe. Nope.
12, so two quick ones on Vaughn. I'm sure Coach Ellington will take no offense to Quinn, but I'm sure that he'd rather Quinn get that foul than Grant Hamilton. So.
Younger back in, Cook out, Carucci replaces Carucci.
Although Hamilton has zero fouls in this game of lots of fouls.
Up top to Long, a minute 25 to go in the third. Conroy, right wing, back up top. Around that perimeter, Carucci. Conroy to Long. Through the legs. Back up top. Carucci, high post. Back up top to Conroy. And they throw it away.
Just really out of sorts. I mean, so you said they had 20 at half? Or
22 at half.
They got 2 points this quarter.
Yes.
And it's
under a minute now.
Here.
This quarter may end like that. Younger and Elmore battling. They switch. Conroy on Younger now, right in front of us. Hesitation, left drive. Screen from Hamilton. Grant fades to the corner. Knocks down the three.
Oh, man. How this game has changed.
45-24.
And you can't keep calling a timeout every possession if you're Coach Malone. You're trying, you know. I mean,
back up top to Elmore. Rashawn, drive, hang, and he's fouled with 29 and a half seconds to go in the third.
Hamilton's. That's his first. What's he saying? You're going to foul the
game? Coach Ellington was just making him aware that he's got three fouls and that he's only played half a game.
Who's he talking to?
Quinn.
Oh, but I think he was actually on Hamilton, though.
Elmore up. Front end, no good. Was that on? Who was that on? Okay.
It was on Hamilton,
yes.
Right? Okay, but Ellington was thinking it was
on
Vaughn.
Quinn Vaughn.
That's 0-for-5 from the line for Mr. Elmore tonight. He is a great athlete, though.
Just a sophomore, outstanding football player.
He's got 4 points and 6 rebounds.
Up and no good. Rebound by Powers.
Oh, man.
Lost it off his foot. No, they're
So that was an awful call. I think it's because the official realized it was a foul on Conroy. There's no way that was off Hamilton. But the reason he gave it to him is because Conroy fouled him. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think?
25 seconds to go in the quarter. 45-24, Weddington. Skip pass, stolen away by Harris. Harris with a look to the crowd.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yes. Drive down the lane. Up. No.
That's a jar.
And it's going to be no. He didn't. Blocking foul against Younger.
I really think that was a charge.
Weddington fans not happy with that behind us.
Who's that on then, Najee or?
Who's that on?
Is that who's on it Najee?
On? Najee. Harris at the line.
Najee's second.
And good.
Harris is a character, isn't he?
Got a little chippy at Marvin. Got a little chippy at Monroe.
That was really weird. He got that steal and looked over at the bench.
No good. Rebound Hamilton. Grant. 45-25. 9-8-7. Younger with it up top. 6-5. High post to Powers. Back to Younger. 3 on the way. No good.
And that was in and out.
And that'll do it at the end of 3 quarters of play. Weddington up big by 20, 45-25. Back after this.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Wow. Weddington went up big in that quarter and lead 45-25 as we head to the fourth and final. There's one for Ryan Cook.
Can't touch this.
UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
I keep forgetting that actually people could see me because
yes, the camera's
in
across
VHS,
from us.
So like see me dancing to a little MC Hammer there.
Yes. They're 34 years old.
But no, I mean, you know, it's kind of turned out. It was a weird first half, but it's, you know, if you didn't know the game story, I mean, the bottom line going into the fourth quarter, Younger has 19 and Hamilton 17 for Weddington. So you're like, okay, kind of as expected. And then Long has 10 for Porter Ridge. But I mean, you know, a 3-point quarter will doom you against this Weddington team, you know, and just really imploding. And Weddington, you know, really starting to hit on all cylinders. So,
Porter Ridge will start with the ball. Elmore will trigger it to Long into the backcourt.
Weddington back out in that 1-1-3.
Into the corner to Carucci. Up top to Long. Guarded by Vaughn. Pull up from 18. No. Rebound by Hamilton.
Nice.
Talk about hang time
yeah,
for Grant.
That's his eighth rebound.
Hamilton with it across the timeline. Up top to Younger. Rise, fire, three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Elmore.
That's
over to Long
seventh.
And the push. Into the corner. Harris lost it out of bounds. It'll stay. Pirate basketball. Somebody want to take it out? Conroy will.
Yeah, Coach Ellington's, you know, trying to keep his defense pumped up and aggressive.
To Long. Up top with it. Hamilton on him. Elmore drive. Up. No.
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
Powers or Najee.
Wow. That's Powers third, but.
Fouls on Powers.
Cow. To me, they're all just standing there straight up, and he just kind of shot into him.
Bunch of hacks, if you ask me.
Yeah, three guys with three fouls getting ready to check in.
Elmore at the line with 7:20 to go. Up and good.
Yeah, that's his first one of the night. He's 1-for-7 now.
Cook, Zepp, Ellison replaced Vaughn, Najee, Powers. 46-25.
I think it went the other way, didn't it?
Yeah, that's cool. It should be 27. Should be 27.
Yeah.
There you go. 46-27. Pressure here by Porter Ridge. Cook and Younger across court into the corner. Hamilton a three. No good. Rebound kept alive. Elmore's got it. Over to Long.
Elmore's eighth rebound tonight.
To Conroy up top to Long. Samaj with it. Conroy. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Kick out top. Long a three. No good. Rebound. Another one by Hamilton.
His ninth.
Hamilton could get a double-double. Right side to Cook. Cook with it back up top. Skipped over to Zepp. Mason all by himself. He'll pop it. Hits a stanchion and out of bounds. It'll be Porter Ridge ball.
Yeah, Ellington was just telling as Cook, Zepp, and whoever checked in said we want layups, so now they're coming
Ellison.
Out shooting threes.
Yeah, in Ellison. The corner, Conroy a three. No good. Rebound by Long. Spin. Fall away is good.
That was tough. Yeah, Ellington, it was clear on us. We want layups, you know. And
Ellison, left side over to Zepp. Saved it back up top. Ellison with it. Now to Cook. Pump fake for Aiden. Drive hang, and that's Aiden's fourth foul of the night.
That is.
His.
He had the right idea, but, you know, it's a good defensive play.
Coach Ellington told him to take it to the hole.
Yeah. I mean, he had the right idea. And that one was a good call. I get that. I mean.
Isn't that your son?
Hey, I'm sorry. It was the right call.
Long with it, waiting for the double team. They get it to Elmore. Elmore with it.
Oh, just
stolen
took it
away by Hamilton. Grant, top of the key. Going to dribble drive. Blocked by Long. Kind of lost it on the way up. Long right wing. Samaj. No good. Rebound. Conroy.
He's trying to pass it
before
he had
even
it.
Caught it. That's Hamilton it. Comes away with it.
I think the fans are right. He did forget the ball.
Right side to Najee. Drive. Hamilton. Block. Back right to Hamilton. And a timeout is called by Coach Ellington and the Warriors.
And I think that's a good timeout as far as I think – they're in kind of a weird spot now because they were kind of clicking on all cylinders. And I don't disagree with Coach Ellington. I agree that, like, you, at this point when you're up that much, it was 20 at the time, you know, hey, we want to work the ball until we get, like, a layup, you know. But then they kept getting these wide-open threes, and they're like, well, what do we do? It just kind of – they all got out of sync. And so, you know, maybe here you're just kind of talking about, like, you know, hey, just take the open shot when it's there, but only the really good wide-open ones and –
Piedmont boys went down to Marshall and got a win. Girls and boys come back there.
Okay.
Piedmont boys win 67-60. Last week's player of the week, Miles Leakes for the Panthers.
Great player. Great player.
They beat Monroe and they beat Forest Hills. On the road for both.
It's an interesting thing. I keep getting confused.
So now you got Cata twice.
Yeah.
You still got to go to West Stanley and Anson twice.
Well, and I think you're seeing right now, I did notice, I try to keep up with Max Preps, boys and girls, like their stats and their records and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you're seeing like all those teams, their records are getting so much better because early on they were playing these bigger schools in the county, and now they're playing other teams and winning.
Tipped into the backcourt. It'll stay Pirate ball. Nope, excuse me. It's what is it? It's Weddington ball. They had trouble inbounding. Ellison will trigger it. Gets it to Younger. Younger with it. Back to Ellison. Into the middle to Najee. Najee with a few dribbles. Zepp into the corner. 5:20 to go here. Back to Najee. Up top to Zepp. Now to Younger. Younger to Hamilton. Grant with it up top. Now to Ellison. Threw it away. Look up. Long on a break. Samaj. Drive hang. Up and the foul. On Younger, and Long will go to the line for the bonus.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going away. I mean, they dug that hole in the third quarter, which is going to be tough to get out of. But then, you know, all of a sudden here you cut it to 14. Maybe 13 here.
5:02 to go here, 45-31. Samaj Long. What's he got on the night?
He's
up and good.
Now he's perfect from the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he's got 15 points tonight.
Right at his average. Younger with it. Back to Ellison. Pressure here by Porter Ridge. On the block to Zepp. Shot, no, but he's fouled. It'll be on Carucci.
Which one? Dennis, right?
Yes, Dennis Carucci, the senior forward.
That's his second. Zepp going the line for two.
Cook going back in with four fouls. Nope. Coach Ellington says no.
I wondered what had happened there. Was that a Ford thing that was sending him and Ellington overruled it? I don't know. I was going to say that's pretty bold to be putting him back in. You don't really need
still
to
up
yet.
14.
Yeah.
Zepp on the first one was good. He'll measure the second. Front end no good. Rebound by Elmore. Over to Long.
Got 9 rebounds for Elmore.
Long to Harris. Back up top to Long, right wing. Dribble drive, cut off, left wing, into the corner. Conroy back to Elmore. Rise, fire, three, got it.
Okay, now that surprised me. He's having a nice game, though.
46-35, 11-point lead. To Younger. Into the corner to Hamilton. Rise, and throw it up top to Younger. KJ, the floater. Nobody's fouled.
Yeah, they keep... I like what now I see what they're doing. Because right now, why put Cook in when he would be starting out on defense? So they're trying to get him in, but if it's not a dead ball.
Oh, it's
dead
the
ball
Cook
defense,
offense for defense.
There you
thing.
Go.
Oh,
there
yes.
you go.
Okay.
You know Coach Ford
literally
loves
Cook
that,
for so. Cook offense, Cook defense, called by Coach Cook, broadcasted by Cook. Too many cooks in the kitchen is what I've heard. 47-35, Younger the first was good, the second on its way, and that one as well is good. 48-35.
He keeps going back and forth from the bench to see if...
Long with it across the timeline. Into the corner to Conroy. Skip, stolen away.
Nice.
Younger will go up and get it, and fouled in the backcourt by Elmore.
And so now Cook's going to go back and sit down again. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He's going to be...
Hey, you want to sit here? You want to sit in for him?
Who was that foul on? I didn't get it. Did you?
Who was that foul on? 11.
Elmore?
Yeah.
That's his second.
Cook this time is in the game and will trigger it. Up top to Younger. Back to Cook left wing. Careful now, boys.
A little lackadaisical.
Now to Cook. Skip up top to Najee. Hamilton. Now to Najee. Now to Cook. 3:45 to go.
Shot
Younger
clock.
Back to Cook left wing. High post to Najee. Now to Cook left side. Ellison on the block. To Najee up.
Oh,
blocked
man.
By Harris.
No, I thought that was a good play. And then
Elmore.
Harris, yeah.
Long down the lane. Got it.
Man, they're still making this interesting. This game is not over.
48-37.
11 points with 3.5 minutes is not over.
Younger, near side to Cook, in front of us. Ellison with it. Skip back up top to Younger.
Matt, how do you feel about shot clock in North Carolina?
I am not a fan. Pushback is good by Younger, and a timeout is called with 3 minutes to go.
I'm just trying to poke the bear. I wasn't sure about your how you felt. Now I remember now.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah,
a big fan. But now,
what?
And again, you know, I can't get it out.
No.
I don't disagree with Ellington when they're up 20 with a lot of time left telling them, hey, we want layups. I think that's a great concept. I agree. That's what I do. But it's taking the air out of it.
Well,
but it's actually kind of hurt Weddington.
He said he wanted layups, but his team started shooting jump shots
right.
and not making them.
And now they have the message, and they're getting wide open threes and not taking them, which I don't really have a problem with. But then now they're just going to play Ket, you know what I mean? And it's just it's weird. It's weird. But it's
if I tell you to take a layup and you don't, and then you need to take a jump shot. No, you want to take layups.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the opposite, George Costanza.
It's a sound. I mean, I would want to do the same thing, but it's just kind of worked
out.
You
can say strange. Whatever you want, Coach.
Yeah.
They've got to execute that.
That's right.
They did exactly what they said. What he said not to do.
Yeah.
Left side over to Elmore. 2:50 to go here. 50-37. Elmore with it left wing. No dribble. Back up top to Long. Samaj, dribble drive. Kick to Elmore. Threw his hands out of bounds. Weddington ball.
You just have no margin for error if you're Porter Ridge right now. You know, I mean,
and to me, if you're Samaj Long, you take that jumper.
Yeah,
it's the mid range.
Oh, he's got what did I say? You know, 15 of their 37 points tonight. You know,
Cook with Ziggy Harris on him. Cook across the timeline, double team, gets it to Ellison. Ellison, drive, Carucci on him, underneath, stolen away by Harris. Harris and Elmore, back to Elmore, drive, through the lane, up, and good. Rayshon Elmore cuts it to an 11-point lead with 2:15 to go.
Yeah, he's had a game, 11 points. I think 11 points and 10 rebounds for
Cook
Elmore.
Behind the back, a screen, back to Hamilton, Grant. It was, but they didn't. I saw that in the girls' game. Younger with it up top. Drive down the lane. No, too strong. Carucci with the rebound.
Wow.
Over to Long. Long. Going to go right down the lane and answer up and good.
And Coach
timeout.
Like
Coach Malone with a minute 48 to go, down nine.
Taking his last timeout, huh? With minute 48. Yeah. Yeah. They're still in a position where they got to foul twice to get Weddington the line. So I think my message here would be an aggressive full court man-to-man. Tell them if you foul, you foul. You know, I mean, a foul's
got
not a bad thing.
Got one to give.
Yeah.
Both teams got one.
Tell them to be overly physical, overly aggressive, and if they don't call the foul, hopefully, you know, would cause the turnover. That's the mentality I'm playing with right now, you know, until you get them at the line. And I think my mentality, if I'm Weddington, is exactly what I can kind of hear from Coach Ellington. I can't understand what he's saying. That's probably good. But I can hear him over there screaming, and I would be too. They're not taking care of the ball. When they are driving the basket, they're missing little bunnies. You know, I mean, they've left them. You know, they're not in a lot of jeopardy right now. They should still be in control of the game, but they're letting them. You know, they were up 20, and now it's a 9-point game. So,
a minute 48 to go here, up 9, 50 to 41. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Turn into a late night,
yes,
isn't it?
I'm just updating when I will be home. It went from 10-ish, okay, 10-15-ish now.
Yeah. Turn into a late one.
Younger, Cook, Hamilton, Ellison, Zepp, Elmore, Conroy, Harris, Long, and Carucci. Weddington ball, and they can run the baseline with Ellison, the trigger man. They get it into Younger. Long on him. They throw it out in front of Ellison. He tracks it down. Trying to foul, but they didn't call anything.
They're trying to.
Took
right?
a swipe at him, too. Younger going to drive. Hang. Shot. The bucket and the foul.
He seemed unsure. Definitely seemed unsure. That's four on Long. A huge call.
Now Long saying he's carrying the ball, and he's like,
what did he say?
Watch three hand checking every time, Ryan.
Younger at the line, up and front end, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Back to Younger. Up, shot, nobody's fouled again. That one was by Hamilton on the kick out as well.
I think I got Hamilton for 11 rebounds.
Double-double for Grant tonight.
Let's see. So KJ now has, I think KJ has 25. I think Younger with 25 right now.
A minute 29 to go. You're up 52-41. Younger up and good.
It's been a really weird game, hadn't it? It's weird.
It's been a weird day.
Strange,
it's been a weird night.
Strange, ugly first half
strange
for both
things
teams.
Are afoot of in on Ridge Road.
Yeah.
Up again. No good.
Oh.
Elmore.
Oh, I
someone
thought he
got
lost
a monster push. Over to Long. Long going to drive. Back up top to Elmore.
Man.
Dribble drive. Spin to the lane. Up and good. 53-43 with a minute 10 to go. Into Cook. Cook with it. Cross court to Ellison. Jack with it up top to Younger. Into the corner to Zepp. Back up top
moving.
To Younger. And Long with the foul.
That is Long's fifth. And Younger goes to the line where he shot a lot of free throws tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 10, 11. I've got him shooting 8 of 11, I believe, from the free throw line.
11 stays in, black in. He don't have 5.
Yeah, that's 5.
Home book.
Is that 5 or not 1?
Home book.
That's 4. You shoot at that 4. Is that not 4?
So long out, Cox will come in.
The fans behind me confirmed they've got 5 on him. So those are the Weddington student section.
Younger at the line with under a minute to go, up 10. 53-43, up and no good.
Okay.
58.8 seconds to go.
So he's got 25. He's missed 4 free throws.
Up. Front end no good.
Five.
Hamilton comes out of nowhere. Gets the rebound.
Jeez.
Up top to Cook.
Jeez. No, jeez. That was really weird. I don't know.
He'd have punched him and not tried to call it.
I don't know. He was trying his best not to call it, I guess.
I mean, he don't care about the time I get out of here? He lives in Indian. He lives in Ridge Road. He got 2 minutes to go home. Cook up with silencing the chirpers over there to my right.
Quiet scoring night for Cook tonight. He's got 4. I have him with 3 rebounds.
But he's made up with hacks, right? He's
right.
Got 4 fouls.
He's got 4 fouls. 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal.
I need more from him.
He's too busy fouling tonight.
Cook up on that one is good. Average is just above 8 a game. 55-43. Midcourt out of bounds. Clay Laredo in for the first time tonight, replaces Yelverton. Elmore to Conroy up top. Conroy going to drive kick. Cox from the corner, a 3. Missed everything. Another rebound for Hamilton. Up to Ellison. Younger was there. He didn't give it to him. Younger with it. And is fouled.
Man, we may be here
Laredo,
all night.
Laredo with the foul. And you're right about that.
I think I've got 13 rebounds for Grant Hamilton tonight.
Average is like 5 a game, 6 a game, I think, for Grant.
I can't even see anymore how many I have. So Younger's got to, I mean, if he wants, he could have a huge night if he makes some free throws. There we go. That's
that
20,
one goes down.
I think that's 26.
56-43, Warriors. 57-43 on that one.
I think that's 27, and he's missed 5 free throws.
Off of Hamilton's leg, up at the cheerleaders. Getting chippy. I think Cook and I are getting a little punchy.
I'm telling you.
Been up since 5.
I want a 2-hour delay tomorrow.
Me too, for me. I will not go in work early tomorrow. Conroy going to drive, kick. Oh, no. Rolled off the rim, rebound by Zepp. Knocked away by Conroy, he stole it back. Now Cook stole it back.
Jeez.
They're not calling anything.
I thought they were trying to foul him.
57-43. It's going to be a final. Weddington wins.
As long as Cook doesn't pull a Hamilton from last year, right? That's it.
True, and that's it.